ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். So we have been seeing in the last class the third Brahmanam of the sixth chapter, which is called Srimanta Brahmanam, which comprises of four stages. Namely, the first stage is called Sambharaha, the preparation like the day for the Srimanta Karma and all that. And the second is the Homa, the materials required, the preparation of the manta paste, the actual homa itself, all those. And the third one is called prashanam, eating of the manta paste divided into four mouthfuls. And the fourth stage is called vamsha japaha. So after completing the ritual, the next day the yajamana comes to the yagashala or near the homakunda, and he chants the Vamsha Mantras seated on the western side and mentioning the names of all the Gurus, the Guru Parampara of Srimanta ritual. And that is said from mantra number 7 to 12. We will read. Tam haita muddalaka arunihi vajasaneyaya yajnavalkyaya அந்தேவாசின உக்தோ வாச அபிய ஏனம் சுஷ்கே ஸ்தானௌ நிஷிஞ்சேத் ஜாயேரஞ்சாகாஹ ப்ரரோஹேயுஹ பலாஷானீதி. ஏதமுகைவ வாஜசனேயஹ யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யோ மதுகாய பைங்க்யாய அந்தேவாசினே உக்தோ வாச அபிய ஏனம் சுஷ்கே ஸ்தானௌ நிஷிஞ்சேத் ஜாயேரஞ்சாகாஹ ப்ரரோஹேயுஹ பலாஷானீதி. ஏத முகைவ மதுகஹம் பைங்க்யஸ்சூலாய பாகவித்தயே அந்தேவாசினே உக்தோவாச அபிய ஏனம் சுஷ்கே ஸ்தானௌ நிஷிஞ்சேத் ஜாயேரஞ்சாகாஹ ப்ரரோஹேயுஹ பலாஷானீதி. ஏத முகைவ சூலஹா பாகவித்திர் ஜனக ஜனகாய ஆயுஸ்தூணாய ஆயஸ்தூணாய அந்தேவாசினே உக்தோவாச அபியகேனம் சுஷ்கே ஸ்தானௌ நிஷிஞ்சேத் ஜாயேரஞ்சாகாஹ ப்ரரோஹேயுஹ பலாஷானீதி. ஏத முகைவ ஜானகிஹி ஆயஸ்தூணஹா சத்யகாமாய ஜாபாலாய அந்தேவாசினே உக்தோவாச அபிய ஏனம் சுஷ்கே ஸ்தானௌ நிஷிஞ்சேத் ஜாயேரஞ்சாகாஹ ப்ரரோஹேயுஹ பலாஷானீதி. ஏத முகைவ சத்யகாமோ ஜாபாலஹா அந்தேவாசிப்ய உக்தோவாச அபிய ஏனம் சுஷ்கே ஸ்தானௌ நிஷிஞ்சேத் ஜாயேரஞ்சாகாஹ ப்ரரோஹேயுஹ பலாஷானீதி. தமேதம் நா புத்ராய வா அந்தேவா அனந்தேவாசினே வா ப்ரூயாத். So in these mantras, two things are said. One is the Rishi Vamsha, the names of all the teachers, the Rishis responsible for continuation of the Srimanta Karma, that is the Guru Parampara. And the second is the glory of the ritual, the Mahima of Srimanta Karma, Srimanta Mahima. So six Gurus and the names of the six Rishis are mentioned in this mantra here. They are Uddalaka, Uddalaka Aruni, you know this name, Yajnavalkya, then Madhukaha, then Chulaha, then Janakihi, and Satyakama Jabalaha. Janakihi is Ikaranta, this is Pumpullingaha. It is not Janaki, it is Janaki. So these are the people who taught many students. So Satyagama Jabala. So after that, nothing is, no other person is mentioned. Satyagama Jabala and all other students of him. So one is supposed to remember these names as part of Vamsha Mantra Japa. This is the requirement of this. And the second topic is the glory of this presented nicely and repeated in all the mantras. If you see, Yaha Yenam Shushke Sthanau Nishinchet Jayeran Chakaha Prarohyeyuhu Palashaniti. This sentence is repeated in all the mantras. And from 7 to 12, that what does it mean? This mantra, this paste, made out of these 10 or more grains, like honey and all that thing. And upon this paste alone, that extra stickling ghee is trickled upon. If you remember all that thing which I described in the last class, you know, there is the ladle in which the ghee is taken and offered into the homa, and some extra will be trickling, and the trickling ghee, you know, it is collected in that place, in the vessel which contains the paste and all that. So this is the mantra in which prana or Hiranya Garbha has been invoked. And therefore, this mantra is full of prana tattvam. Because during this ritual, the yajamana invokes prana devata in this mantra. So the invocation comes actually in the fourth mantra, where the yajamana invokes, if you remember those terms which you use there, brahmadasi, jwaladasi, purnamasi, ekasabhamasi, Hinkritamasi and Viburasi, Praburasi, all those things we saw at that time. Upon the paste, he invokes all of them. So prana or Hiranyagarbha tattva is invoked. Therefore, it is full of prana devata. Therefore, what does it mean? The Upanishad says, suppose there is a tree, a dying tree, it's fading, it is dying, a dying tree. And suppose we don't want that to die. Then what can we do? That mantra paste, that is, you know, from the as part of the ritual, that paste can be put at the root of the tree. And because of the paste is full of prana tattva, all the prana devatas blessed it, it will bless that dry tree also. So shushke sthanau. Shushka means dry, dying tree. Sthanuhu means the stump. Suppose one puts this mantra paste, so nishinchet jayeran shakaha. The dead tree or almost dead tree comes to life slowly. The branches and the shoots, they all sprout. And finally, praroheyuhu palashani. Palasha is actually a type of tree. So here, any leaf that's symbolically said here is palasha. So the tree blooms with leaves and fruits, indicating the mantra is full of prana tattvam. This is the glory of mantra, and it will make a dead tree even alive. So with this, the Vamsha Japa portion is also complete, and the Shri Mantra Karma is also over. Now in the 12th mantra at the end, we see a different line. Tametam na aputrayeva anantevasineva bruyat na bruyat. So it is an incidental rule. The rule is what? This ritual cannot be taught to two types of people. Who is not a son. So it should be taught only to the son. And another one who is not a shishya. That means antevasi, who is not an antevasi. So anantevasi. So for these two people, this should not be given. So with this ritual part is over. Now comes the concluding mantra, mantra number 13, which talks about the remaining part. Chaturau dumbaro bhavati, audumbaraha sruvaha, audumbaras chamasaha, audumbara yidmaha, audumbariya upamantanyau, dashagramyani, danyani bhavanti, vrihi yavaha, Tilamashaha, Anupriyangavaha, Godumascha Masurascham, Kalvascham, Kalakulascham, Tan Pishtan, Dadhani Madunim, Grita Upasinchatim, Ajasya Juhotim. It is Tritiyam Brahmana. In fact, this mantra should have come in the beginning. of the Brahmanam because it is part of the preparation for this particular karma. This should be part of this Sambharaha, if you remember the preparation. Therefore, the essence of this mantra we already gave in the introduction, in the Sambhara itself. And the mantra says here, the materials used in this ritual, that should be made up of Udumbara tree or the fig tree. In Tamil, we can't call it Attimaram. So four items are made out in this tree, out of this tree. What are the four items that are made? Chatur Audumbarau Bhavati. Four items. One is Shruvaha. Shruvaha, the ladle to give oblations. That's a spoon. And Chamasaha is the second thing, the bowl or vessel in which the mantra paste is to be made. And third is Idmaha. Idmaha is the fuel or the twigs, the samit, used to kindle the fire. And fourth is Upamanthani, the churning rod. So here actually two rods are mentioned, and some commentators say that one rod is for making the paste and the other one is to mix the ghee after the ritual. So during the ritual, the ghee would have trickled and one should not use the first rod for doing that. So a new rod should be used to mix it. Why? You cannot ask any questions. That's how it is said. No questions in the rituals. Actually, there is no logic for all this. The rule is, you know, as I told you in the last class, vachanat pravrittihi or vachanat nivrittihi. We do or do not do something because of what? Because it is said like that. I use fig tree because of what? Vachanat. It is said. I don't use mango tree because of what? Vachanat. So if one says, I don't believe in all these things, then what the Vedanti says? Who asked you to, or Karmakandi, what does he say? Who asked you to believe in all these? If you believe in Karmakanda, if you don't want to, it is your choice. So if you want to do it. Otherwise, no one compels you at all. Find your own way. Therefore, there is no logic at all. So in Purva Mimamsa, there is a famous law, and that is this law, that is Vachanat Pravrittihi, Vachanat Nivrittihi. These are all parts of the preparation. So no questions can be asked about why this way, that way, and all that. And the next is, what are the grains that are to be used in making this paste? 10 types of grains are mentioned here. Dasha Gramyani. Cultivated grains only, not any wild grain. This should be all cultivated grains. Rice, barley, sesame seeds, beans, millet, wheat, lentils, pulses. So there is a seed called panic grass seed. I don't know what is that panic seed. But in the book, that's what is written here. And another thing called vetches. I don't know the meanings for those things, but the book is written that, like that. And Acharya says, we can add more to this list, but we cannot have less. No, it is not, less is not allowed, more is allowed. So they must be also, you know, the ground, all of them should be ground together, pishtan. Pishtan means ground. And the ground grains must be mixed with three things. What are the three things? Dadani, dadani means yogurt or curd, and madhuni, madhuni is honey, and grite, grite means ghee. Ghee must be, all these things must be mixed together. And you should also add fruits to that. That is not mentioned in this mantra, but we already mentioned it in the first mantra. So they also must be upasinchati. So the paste is made and then ajyasya jhoti. So again, tritiyarte shakti, ajyena jhoti. So he does oblations with ghee. So this is also part of sambharaka preparation. And what is the benefit of this? Aishwarya praptihi. So Shri Praptihi and Dana Praptihi. So, and what kind of Dhanam? Dhanam. Why we have to have Dhanam? Dana Prapti is for what? Dhanam Dharmartham. To do Dharma, you need Dhanam. And Dharmaha Chitta Shuddhyartham. So you do Dharma, you get Chitta Shuddhi. And Chitta Shuddhihi Jnana Artham. To gain Jnana, you need Chitta Shuddhi. And Jnanam Moksha Artham. To gain Moksha. So Dhanam is important. With this, the third Brahmanam is also over. And since this Brahmanam discusses Srimanta Karma, it is called Srimanta Brahmanam. And now the fourth Brahmanam, that deals with some Grahastashrama Dharmas, certain duties of a householder. And our Vedas consider Grahastashrama also as very sacred and holy, like Sannyasa Ashrama. Because in the third and the fourth Adhyayas, Sannyasa Ashrama was glorified. We saw that already. ಪುತ್ರೈಷಣಾಯಾಶ್ಚ ವಿತ್ತೈಷಣಾಯಾಶ್ಚ ಲೋಕೈಷಣಾಯಾಶ್ಚ ವ್ಯುತ್ಥಾಯ ಅಥ ಭಿಕ್ಷಾಚರ್ಯಂ ಚರಂತಿ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದೋಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ನೌ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ ನೋಬಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಕ್ರೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಆಶ್ರಮ. ಅಂಡ್ ವೈ ಡಸ್ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಆಸ್ ಹೋಲಿ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆವೆರಲ್ ರೀಸನ್ಸ್. ನಂಬರ್ ಒನ್, ಇನ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಅಲೋನ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ಆಶ್ರಮಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಟು ಡೂ 95% ಆಫ್ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯ ಆಶ್ರಮ ನೋ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಸಂಧ್ಯಾಂದನ ಕರ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ವಾನಪ್ರಸ್ಥ ಆಶ್ರಮ ವೆರಿ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಆಶ್ರಮ ನೋ ರಿಚುವಲ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಅಲೋನ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವೈದಿಕ ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್ ಟು ಗೈನ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಗ್ರೋತ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ರಿಫೈನ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಸಿದ್ಧಾರ್ಥಂ ಚಿತ್ತಸ್ಯ ಶುದ್ಧಯೇ ಕರ್ಮ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಕರ್ಮ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಬೈ ದ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಪಾಂಗ್ಥಂ. ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸೀ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್? ದ ಫೈವ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಯಜಮಾನ, ಪತ್ನಿ, ಪುತ್ರ, ದೈವಂ ವಿತ್ತಂ, ಮಾನುಷಂ ವಿತ್ತಂ. ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಫೈವ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಇಯರ್ಲಿ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟ್ಲಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಪತ್ನಿ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್. ಪತ್ನಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೈಫ್, ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಅಲೋನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಕರ್ಮ ಅಂಗಾನಿ. ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಫೈವ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದಿ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಕ್ರೆಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನದರ್ ಆಂಗಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಅಲೋನ್ ಹೀ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಸೋಷಿಯಲ್ ಮೆಂಬರ್, the member of society in grahastha ashrama alone. In all other three ashramas he never takes any active role in society. Brahmachari goes to gurukulam and he is out of the society. He is confined to the four walls of the gurukulam. He is antevasi. What contribution can he make to the society? He cannot. And as a vanaprastha he is a vani, he is in the forest, therefore he is cut out of the society. And then sannyasi is no more a member of society. Even at the time of sannyasa ritual, he says, I am no more a member of society or organization. Therefore, he loses all rights, including the right of voting. No more a citizen. So therefore, in three ashramas, his contribution to the society is very minimal or nil. Therefore, in grahastha ashrama alone, one is a member of a society. He can follow varna dharma completely, whether brahmana dharma in the form of pancha mahayagnas, kshatriya dharma, vaishya dharma, shudra dharma. He can follow only in grahastha ashrama, which social contribution includes the protection of the other three ashramas by giving bhikshas to them, whether it is brahmachari, sannyasi or vanaprasthi. So this is another sacred social duty. And he has to feed the brahmacharis, vanaprasthis and sannyasis, because they have to live on bhiksha only. And therefore, the fourth one has to give bhiksha to the other three. And so it is sacred. And another reason, third reason is, grahastha ashrama alone is responsible for the next generation, arrival of the next generation, and also for the quality of the next generation. Arrival of next generation is relatively easy. So to make it qualitative, the grahastha ashrama alone is responsible and not other ashramas. Let us study the third aspect little more perhaps, because it is important in this context. How do you say that grahastha ashrama is responsible for arrival and quality of the next generation? For this we should have some background, and the scriptures say every human being should go through certain disciplines to refine the spiritual personality. For the birth and growth of physical personality, there is no problem. We know for intellectual personality also one can go to schools and colleges. For spiritual personality, Veda prescribes certain rites called samskaras. They talk about 40 samskaras which have to be followed throughout from the birth, right from for the birth and the growth of spiritual personality. And they involve two things. One is dosha apanayanam. This I have mentioned in my samskaras lecture. dosha apanayanam, number one, and two, guna adhanam. The removal of all obstacles for spiritual growth and cultivation of virtues required for spiritual growth. So to put in Bhagavad Gita language, asuri sampat apanayanam and daivi sampat adhanam. Then only spiritual personality will grow. So get rid of all the asuri sampat, all those bad qualities, and then develop daivi sampat, all noble qualities. Then spiritual personality will grow and that will lead to refinement. So actually they give the example in a sloka. Chitra karma yata anekaihi angaha unmilyate shanaihi brahmanyam api tatvashyate samskarehi vidipurvakam. Suppose a person is drawing a picture, chitra karma. Initially he gives an outline of a picture. He wants to draw. And as even one stroke is added, for example, a painter, as in one he adds one stroke, the picture becomes more and more clear. And finally, all the touch-ups are over, stroke by stroke, the picture becomes beautiful. Similarly, scriptures say, Brahmanyam or Brahmanatvam. Here also again, Brahmanatvam means we should be careful. Guna Brahmanyam, spiritual personality has to be created stroke by stroke. One may be born a Jati Brahmana or one may be a Karma Brahmana. That's not important. One has to become a Guna Brahmana, Sattva Pradhana Brahmana, Daivi Sampannaha, such a Brahmana. And this is called the spiritual personality that comes stroke by stroke. And each samskara is addition of one stroke after one stroke of that picture. So he becomes gradually a brahmana, a guna brahmana, again in terms of guna. Therefore, chitra karma yata anekaihi angaihi unmilyate shanaihi. Just as the picture gradually gets shaped through various organs, angas or limbs, so brahmanyam api tadvashyat. Brahmanatvam also should be gained. Pariksha lokan, karmachitan, brahmano, nirvedamayad, all that we have seen. So, a guna brahmanaha, nirvedamayad, he is developed like that only. Therefore, brahmanyam api tadvashyad. How? Samskarehi vidipurvakam, through all the samskaras. Therefore, 40 samskaras are mentioned in the scriptures. And of these 40, the individual cannot do the first 8 samskaras for oneself or by oneself. This already we know. Garbhadhanam, Pumsavanam, Simantonayanam, Jatakarmam, Namakaranam, Annaprashanam, up to Upanayanam, Chudakarma, and up to Upanayanam. This cannot be done by the person himself, the parents do. One is too young. Therefore, the first 8 are to be done by the parents for the benefit of the child. And this is up to Upanayanam, starting from Garbhadhanam, conception. And of these 8, the first 3 are prenatal, that also I have told, before birth, and the later next 5 are after birth, postnatal. So through these samskaras, the parents become responsible for the quality of the next generation. Therefore, they are grahastashrama dharma. That is why if the children are wild, what people say, the society don't blame the children, they blame the parents. So if the shishya also is bad, the guru only is blamed. Therefore, 8 samskaras, namely garbhadhanam to upanayanam, they are all responsibility of the parents. And after upanayanam, one has to take responsibility for the later 32 samskaras. 32 samskaras are there. After the Upanayanam, then Chatvari Veda Vratani, 4 Veda Vratas, and then Samavartanam, the conclusion, and then Vivaham. After Vivaham, Pancha Mahayagnyas, 5 of them, Sapta Pakayagnyas, Sapta Haviryagnyas, Sapta Homayagnyas, they themselves are 21. And finally, Antyeshti Karma is the 41st Samskara. So of these 32, 27 also are to be done in Grahastha Ashrama, and 5 in Brahmacharya Ashrama. And actually, samskaras are to be done for one's own benefit. We are not going to deal with all the 32, but just only to mention. We will concentrate only on the 8, which parents have to give to children, for the children. Therefore, Grahastha Ashrama becomes important because they are responsible for the quality of the next generation by way of performing or non-performing these 8 samskaras. And of these 8, the present 4th Brahmanam, this Brahmanam we are dealing with, it talks about 3 samskaras as a sample. Number 1 is Garbhadhanam, the conception of a child. Number 2, Jada Karma, it is done just after birth, immediately after birth. Jate Sati, Kriyamanam Karma. And 3 is Namakaranam, the naming ceremony. And not that other samskaras are not required, but they are not dealt with here because this is Upanishad. This is not Karmakanda. They are only given as a sample. And all these 3 karmas are connected with birth of a child. Putra Utpatti, that is related, all of them related to that. That is why this Brahmanam is called Putra Mantha Brahmanam. Previous one was Srimantha Brahmanam. This is Putra Mantha Brahmanam. So while talking about Garbhadhanam, as part of the Garbhadhana rites, ritual, the Upanishad deals with Stri Purusha Samyoga, or the conjugal union of the female and the male, which is an angam or an organ of Garbhadhana Samskara. And the Veda considers the Stri Purusha Samyoga as sacred or holy because it is part of a Samskara. And this must be clearly and very carefully understood. What is the attitude of the Vedic culture towards Stri Purusha Samyoga? Veda looks upon this particular Samskara as an Anga, and therefore is sacred only, which is totally different compared to some other faith, some other cultures. They look upon Stri Purusha Samyoga as a sin even. We don't look upon it as a sin. If it is looked upon as a sin, then the husband and wife will be sinners. The whole Grahasthashrama life will be sinful. And the children will be embodiment of sins because it is a product of 2 sinners born out of a sinful act in a place which place is also sinful. Therefore, they address the entire humanity as sinners in other ways. Whereas remember, Vedic traditions never call the married couple as sinners anytime. Shrinvantu sarve amritasya putraha. Immortal children, amritasya putraha. Therefore, we should remember Stri Purusha Samyoga is discussed here as part of Garbhadhana Samskara, which is a holy ritual. And that is why the life of a Grahastha is called an ashrama. If it is a sin, it will never be called an ashrama. Since Samyoga is holy, its discussion, whatever we are going to talk about it also, it is all discussed in the Shastras because it is holy. And it's an instinct. Whereas the level of discussion is totally different in this particular thing. Whereas if Stri Purusha Samyoga is discussed as an instinctive process, it has got a different name. It is not called here in the Grahastha Ashrama, it is not considered as a Samyoga of a noble quality, but it is called Pashu Karma. It is not a Samskara at all. If it is considered as an instinctive process, it is called a Pashu Karma, different name. Then it is a vulgar topic and not discussed in the Shastras. It is not discussed, it need not be discussed, because what is instinctive happens to be instinctively done. There is no need to discuss in that. So Stri Purusha Samyoga as a conscious spiritual process for a spiritual purpose is Garbhadhana Samskara. And one Stri Purusha Samyoga is Pashu Karma, that is considered vulgar, and the other is called Garbhadhana or spiritual samskara, and that is not vulgar. And therefore, Veda in this 4th Brahmanam discusses it in detail as Garbhadhana Samskara Angam. And because of this reason, Shankaracharya, even though he is a sannyasi, he does not feel bad about to write a commentary on this very comfortably. And other great scholars like Anandagiri and Vishnudevananda, all these great people, they also wrote a lot of commentaries, tikas, tipanis, all those things they have written on this portion. Because it is Garbhadhana Samskara, it is discussed by all people, all ashramis, the brahmacharis, grahastha, vanasprati, and sannyasi when it is relevant. Therefore, we discuss garbhadhana samskara and as a part of it, stri purusha samyoga. Then jata karma, namakarana, and all that. Jata karma is the birthing process. The karma immediately done after birth, and namakarana is, of course, namakarana. So this is the topic of the fourth Brahmanam called Putra Mantha Brahmanam. Now we will go to the text proper. This is initially some details. It will help us understand the mantras. And the first 12 mantras deal with Stri Purusha Samyoga, the conjugal union of the Stri and Purusha as part of Garbhadhana Samskara. It is not a Vedantic topic, and so we will not go by any line by line meaning or anything. We will only give the essence. We will give only summary of these mantras. Let us first read all the mantras. 6.4.1 Yesham vaibhutanam prithivi rasaha prithivyaha apaham apamoshadayaha oshadhinam pushnani pushpani pushpanam phalani phalanam purushaha purushasya retaha saha prajapatihi ikshan chakrem hantasmai pratishtam kalpayaniti sa striyam sasrijem Tam srishtva, adha upasthe, tasma sthriyam, adha upasita, sayetam, prancham, gravanam, atmana evam, samudaparayate, tenainam, abhyasrijatam, tasya vedirupastaha, lomani barhihi, charmadi shavane, samiddho madhyataha, Tau mushkaum, sa yavan akvaim, vajepeyena ejamanasya, loko bhavatim, tavanasya loko bhavatim, yagevam vidvan adhopahasam charati, asam strinam, sukritam vrintem, ataya idam avidvanam, adhopahasam charati, asya striyaham, sukritam vrinjatem. Etadasmavai tad vidwan uddalaka aruni raham etadasmavaim tad vidwan nakaham maugalya aham etadasmavaim tad vidwan kumara harita aham bahavo maria brahmana yanaham nirindriya visukritaham asmallo kat prayantim ye idam abidvamsaham adopahasam charantiti bahuva idam suptasyavam jagratovam retaskandatim tadabimrishet anuva mantrayetam yenmedya retaha prithivimaskhan sidam yadoshadihim apsayatam apyasatam yadyapaham adyapaham idamaham tadreta adadem Punarmaitur Indriyam Punastejaham Punarbhagaham Punaragnirdishnyam Itastanam Kalpantam Ityanamika Angushtabhyam Adhaya Antarena Stanova Bruvavam Nimrijyatam Atayadyutakam Atmanam Pashyetam Abhimantrayetam, Mayiteja Indriyam, Yesho Dravinam, Sukritamithim, Shriham va Yeshastrinam, Yenmalodvasaham, Tasman Malodvasasam, Yeshashvini, Abhikramyam, Upamantrayetam, Sat Chedasmaina Dadyatam, Kamam Dadyate, Kamamenam, Avakriniyat, Sachedasmainaiva Dadyat, Kamamenam Yashtyavam, Paninava Upahatyam, Atikrametem, Indriyenate Yashasam, Yasha Adadagiti, Ayashayeva Bhavatim, Sachetasmai Dadyat, Indriyenate Yashasa, Yasha Adadhamitim, Yashasvinaveva Bhavataham, Sayamichet Kamayeta Meti తస్యామత్తం నిష్టాయ ముఖేన ముఖం సంధాయ ఉపస్తమస్య అభిమృశ్య జపేత్ అంగాదంగాత్ సంభవతి హృదయాద్ అదిజాయసే అదిజాయసే స త్వమంగ కషాయోసి దిగ్ధ విద్వా దిగ్ధ విద్వామివ మాదా దిగ్ధ విద్వామివ మాదాయ ఇమాం అముమ ఈతి అతయామిచ్చేత్ గర్భం దదీతేతి దదీతేతి తస్యామర్థం నిష్టాయ ముఖేన ముఖం సంధాయ అభిప్రాణ్యా ప్రాణ్యాత్ పాపాన్య అభిప్రాణ్యా పాణ్యాత్ ఇంద్రియేణ తే రేతసా రేత ఆదద ఇతి అరేతాయేవ భవతి అతయామిచ్చేదీతేతి తస్యామర్థం నిష్టాయ ముఖేన ముఖం సంధాయ అపాన్య అభిప్రాణ్యాత్ ఇంద్రియేణ తే రేతసా రేత రేత ఆదధామితి గర్భిణ్యేవ భవతి అత యస్య జాయాయై జారస్యాత్ తం చేత్ ద్విష్యాత్ ఆమపాత్రే అగ్నిముపసమాధాయ అగ్నిముపసమాధాయ ప్రతిలోమం శరబర్హిః తీర్త్వా తస్మిన్నేతాః శరభృష్టీః ప్రతిలోమాః సర్పిషాక్తా జుహ్యాత్ మమ సమిద్ధే అహౌషీ ప్రాణాపానౌ ఆదదే అసావితి మమ సమిద్ధో హౌషీ పుత్రపశూంస్త ఆదదే అసావితి మమ సమిద్ధో హైషీ ఇష్టా సుకృతేత ఆదదే అసావితి మమ సమిద్ధో హైషీ హౌషీ మమ సమిద్ధో హౌషీ ఆశాం పరాకాశౌత ఆదదే అసావితి సవా ఏష నిరింద్రియ విసుకృత అస్మాల్లోకాత్ ప్రైతి యమేవం విద్బ్రాహ్మణ శపతి తస్మాదేవం విచ్రోత్రియస్య ధారేణ విచ్రోత్రియస్య ధారేణ నోపహాసమించేత్ సమిచ్చేత్ ఉత హేవం విత్పరో భవతి 12 మంత్రాస్ ఫ్రమ్ 1 టు 12. సో ది వేదాస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ 2 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ కర్మాస్. వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అపూర్వం కర్మ. దట్ ఈస్ అన్ యాక్షన్ ఆర్ అ రిచువల్ విచ్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ న్యూ టు అస్, అపూర్వం. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ సంధ్యావందన కర్మ, అగ్నిహోత్ర కర్మ, ఔపాసన కర్మ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అపూర్వం. దే ఆర్ నాట్ న్యాచురల్. They are not naturally known karmas. We come to know of these rituals, karmas, fully from the scriptures. This is called apurvam karma, na purvam jatam, and that which is not known before. And this is one type of karma prescribed by Vedas, and most of them are apurva karmas only. And there is a second type of karma that is called prakritam karma or swabhavikam karma. They are not new karmas, and human beings naturally follow them. It is prakritah eva praptam. So scriptures need not teach prakritam karmas, since they are all instinctive karmas. Therefore Veda does not ask to stop prakritam karma, because they are natural. But Veda prescribes methods of transforming or refining the prakritam karma into a samskritam karma, a refined karma. And how this transformation takes place? Number one, by proper attitude. And number two, by proper discipline. Once this prakritam karma is refined by these two, that is attitude and discipline, the very prakritam karma becomes a samskritam karma, a samskara, capable of elevating or directing a person, a human being, towards dharma and moksha. And prakritam karma's direction is arthakama, but samskritam karma's direction is dharma and moksha. So in all samskrita karmas, karma itself is not new, but the attitude and discipline are new, presented by the Vedas. For example, one of the basic prakritam or swabhavikam karma is what? Is eating, which starts right from the moment the child is born. Mother need not tell the child to eat, it cries. So yet the child takes food on birth itself, and it is prakritam karma that continues until death. So this being the prakritam karma, Veda does not want us to stop it, but it wants us to convert the prakritam karma of bhojanam into a samskritam karma of yaga or yajna. It can be refined to a yaga, mere eating, which is given a very sacred name by the Upanishad as pranagnihotra. Mere eating, if it is a samskritam karma, it is called pranagnihotra. It is eating only. The difference is what? Bhojanam with an attitude and discipline. Pranagnihotram. It is a samskritam karma. Punya sampatakam karma. By that, one can gain punya. This leads even to moksha. Then what is the attitude? The very word pranagnihotram indicates that it is an offering of oblation to prana agni, which is in the form of what? Samana prana in the stomach. As Vaishwanara Agni. So all these pranaya swaha, apanaya swaha, and all that, they are all ahutis, they are all offerings, oblations. We don't make any change of the action. Eating is same. The change is only in the attitude. The moment it becomes a homa kunda, the stomach, the food becomes ahuti or habis. Here there is to be only an attitudinal change. Once bhojana, food is changed to a yaga, the rules and regulations of yaga will come for bhojanam also. For example, yaga cannot be done without taking snanam, bath. Same thing also with bhojanam. So bhojana rupa yaga, pranagnihotra yaga also should be done at the proper time, at the proper place, and after proper purification. It cannot be any stuff that I like to eat, because the food is like an oblation. And the dravyam should be yajna yogyaha. Or medya dravyam should be qualified. So it should be eligible to be offered. The eater should eat what is allowed in yajna alone. What, when, how, or when it should be eaten. All those things are decided by Vedas because of the disciplining, as if it is a yaga. Once the ritual has come, naturally, Shastra has to provide prayaschittam also for the violation of the rituals, because some of them might not have been followed. So with regard to bhojanam also, there are violations. There could be pariharam for all that. So there is with the pariharam also comes with the introduction of attitude and discipline in food. So in Sandhyavandana karma, we do pariharam for food taken as a violation in rules every day. Yaduchittamabho ojyamyastva duscharitamama sarvam punantumamapo asatancha pratigrahagaswaha. Whatever I have eaten wrongly at wrong time, whatever it is, wrong place, let there be prayaschittam for all of them. Atyashanadati pana yachya ugra pratigraha atayam tanno vruno raja paninahya vamarshato in agamarshana sutam. These mantras, they are all very nice mantras. They are supposed to remove all agam. Agam means papam. One of them being overeating. So that is a papam. Therefore, prakritam karma is associated with attitude, rules and pariharas, and they are converted into samskrita karma. And the same is followed in the case of stri purusha samyoga also. Why we are telling all that? To talk about stri purusha samyoga, which is a prakritam karma only. It's a natural instinct, and Veda convert this karma into a samskritam karma. And once this transformation is intended by Vedas, it should introduce the three factors. What are the three factors? Attitude, rule and prayaschitta. And these three are the topics of these 12 mantras that we just read. So with respect to prakritam, sri purusha samyoga, which is natural instinct, because of which it will be converted into a samskritam karma. Now, the stress is not with respect to the karma itself, but it is upon the converting factor, namely mode, the attitude, the rule, and the prayaschitta connected with this samyoga. So with respect to the natural karma, it is itself not dharmikam or adharmikam. It is a natural instinctive karma. Instinctive actions themselves are not called dharma, adharma. But not following the disciplines becomes adharma. And following the disciplines become dharma. Eating by itself is not dharma or adharma. But not following the discipline only makes it. So it is not given as a choice. So conversion is not given as a choice, but is given as compulsory price we have to pay for being born as a human being. According to Vedas, prakrita karma as prakrita karma is adharma. But Prakrita Karma as Samskrita Karma is Dharma. And the same rule applies in the case of Stri Purusha Samyoga also. It should be looked upon as an Yaga. And Shankaracharya says, as Vajapeya Yaga, as Bhojanam is visualized as Agnihotram. And Stri Purusha Samyoga is taken as Vajapeya Yaga. And that means it is for Moksha Prapti or Dharma Prapti. And it is not for Artha or Kama. And if it is a Yaga, whatever be the consequences, that is the birth of the child, is also looked upon as Yaga Palam, which is Dharmika Putra Prapti. So Stri Purusha Samyoga is a Yaga and Putra is Yaga Palam and it is sacred as higher loka or a sacred thing as Dharma. And this is the attitude. So the second topic that is discussed here is the rules of Stri Purusha Samyoga. First rule being, one should be a grahastha. It is not for other ashramis. And second rule is chastity. Third is proper time and proper place. And the fourth rule is harmony between the couple. Because in case of bhojana, even though it is a prakrita karma, there is only one person involved. Cooking may involve many people, but eating involves only one person. But this prakrita karma involves two people. This three purusha samyoga requires two people. So discipline, etc., become important. Therefore, Veda commands husband to make sure that they have equal attitude, discipline, and all that. And in olden days, Gurukula Vasa was undergone by Purusha. And therefore, the husband knew how to convert a prakrita karma into a samskrita karma because of Gurukula's stay and learning. And since wife did not know this, she is supposed to become his disciple. And therefore, the relationship is one of guru-sishya between husband and wife. Husband is not a god as husband, but is God as guru. Guru is like Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. So husband is guru if he had the knowledge, if he had the refinement. Then only he is a guru, not anybody, any husband. Then he is supposed to discipline. And therefore, the coordination in educating the wife also becomes important with respect to these karmas. And not only that, there is another reason. Since husband is taken as a guru and wife as Shishya, according to Shastra, if wife commits mistakes, papam does not go to the wife, but goes to the husband. What the Shastra says, Rajanam Rashtrajam papam, Rajapapam, Purohitam, Bhartaram, Strikritam Papam, Shishya Papam, Gurum Brajet, Rajanam, Rashtrajam Papam. If citizens commit mistake, it goes to the king because he is the one to maintain Dharma. Raja Papam, Purohitam. If Raja commits a mistake, it goes to the Raja Guru because all kings had Guru as advisors. And Bhartaram Stri Kritam Papam, Stri, wife. If she commits a mistake, the Papa goes to Bharta, the husband. And Shishya Papam, Gurum Prajet. If Shishya commits a Papam, it goes to the Guru only. Thus, the husband is supposed to educate the wife with respect to all the dharmas, which includes this dharma also, by which this Prakrita Karma is converted to a Samskrita Karma. These are the rules. This is the second rule. First rule is attitude. And the third and final one is prayaschittam for the violation of any of these rules. Thus, the three topics with respect to Stri Purusha Samyoga, Samyoga Prakrita Karma, which is the Anga of Garbhadhanam, that is the topic contained in these 12 verses. Now we will go to the next topic from the 13th to the 18th mantra. The topic is Garbhadana Vratam. Garbhadanam is considered as a Vratam. We have not come to the real samskara here. We are only talking about only the angas, the parts, various parts of this Garbhadana samskara. The Upanishad prescribes all certain Vratams in mantras 13 to 18 that we'll read. Ata yasya jayam artamam vindetam treha. Trayam kamse kamsena pibetam ahata vasaha nainam vrishalaham na vrishal upahanyatam tri ratrantem ಆಪ್ಲುತ್ಯ ವ್ರೀಹೀನ್ ಅವಘಾತಯೇತ್ ಸಯ ಇಚ್ಛೇತ್ ಪುತ್ರಃ ಮೇ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋಜಾ ಮೇ ಶುಕ್ಲೋಜಾಯೇತ ವೇದಮನುಬ್ರುವೀತ ಸರ್ವಮಾಯುರ್ಯಾದಿತಿ ಕ್ಷೀರೌಧನಂ ಪಾಚಯಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ಪಿಷ್ಮಂತಮಶ್ನೀಯಾತಾಂ ಶ್ವರೋ ಜನಯಿತವೈಂ ಅತಯ ಇಚ್ಛೇತ್ ಪುತ್ರಃ ಮೇ ಕಪಿಲಃ ಪಿಂಗಳೋಜಾಯೇತ ದ್ವೌ ವೇದಾವನುಬ್ರುವೀತ ಸರ್ವಮಾಯುರ್ಯಾದಿತಿ ದದ್ಯೋದನಂ ಪಾಚಯಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ಪಿಷ್ಮಂತಮಶ್ನೀಯಾತಾಂ ಶ್ವರೌ ಜನಯಿತವೈಂ ಅತಯ ಇಚ್ಛೇತ್ ಪುತ್ರಃ ಮೇ ಶ್ಯಾಮೋ ಲೋಹಿತಾಕ್ಷಜಾಯೇತ ತ್ರೀನ್ ವೇದಾನನುಬ್ರವೀತ ಸರ್ವಮಾಯುರ್ಯಾದಿತಿ ಉದೌಧನಂ ಪಾಚಯಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ಪಿಷ್ಮಂತಮಶ್ನೀಯಾತಾಂ ಶ್ವರೌ ಜನಯಿತವೈಂ ಅತಯ ಇಚ್ಛೇದ್ದುಹಿತಾ ಮೇ ಪಂಡಿತಾಜಾಯೇತ ಸರ್ವಮಾಯುರ್ಯಾದಿತಿ ತಿಲೋದನಂ ಪಾಚಯಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ಪಿಷ್ಮಂತಮಶ್ನೀಯಾತಾಂ ಸರೋಜನಯಿತವೈಂ ಅತಯ ಇಚ್ಛೇತ್ ಪುತ್ರಃ ಮೇ ಪಂಡಿತೋ ಪಂಡಿತೋ ವಿಗೀತಃ ಸಮಿತಿಂಗಮಃ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷಿತಾಂ ವಾಚಂ ಭಾಷಿತಾಜಾಯೇತ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವೇದಾನನುಬ್ರವೀತ ಸರ್ವಮಾಯುರ್ಯಾದಿತಿ ಮಾಂ ಸೌಧನಂ ಪಾಚಯಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ಪಿಷ್ಮಂತಮಶ್ನೀಯಾತಾಂ ಸರೋಜನಯಿತವೈಂ ಔಕ್ಷೇಣ ವಾರ್ಷಭೇಣ ವಾ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಗರ್ಭಾಧಾನ ವ್ರತಂ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವೇದಾಸ್, ಎ ಕಪಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಅ ಚಾಯ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನ್ ದ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಬಾರ್ನ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ಎ ರೆಲೆವೆಂಟ್ ವ್ರತಂ. And the vratam is in the form of eating a particular food which is prepared in a religious manner. We will not go into details of any of those. We can only understand the meaning. For example, kshirodhanam, kshira means the milk and rice mixed, kshira. And dadyodhanam means yogurt rice mixed. So it's not just mixing, but with discipline, with particular attitude, and all those things are all involved. And what all things the couple can decide, that is also said here. They can decide the gender of the child. Duhita me jayeta, if a girl is wanted, then they can decide about it, whether I want a girl or boy. Then the education, if the child needs aparavidya or paravidya, whether the child should be visiting places, schools, scholars, attend seminars, and all those things. So samitingamaha, many should listen to his talks, such a great orator, he should become a great speaker. Whether to be educated in one or more Vedas, education can be decided, all that can be done. Then the complexion of the child, whether you want a dark child, a fair child, a white child, a black child, a brown child, they all can be decided. Then the color of the eyes also, blue-eyed boys, yellow. Lanjaneya has yellow eyes, it looks. You know, Khyataha in Ramayana, Khyataha, Sri Ramadutaha, Pavanathanubhavaha, Pingalakshaha, Shikavan. So Sita Ashoka Paharim Dashamukha Vijayim Lakshmana Pranadata. That is Anuman. So Pingalakshaha of golden color, like that yellow golden color. Other colors are also set. And the gender, education, complexion, color of eyes, all can be determined by following this vrata. So therefore a list is given and the vratam also are given. Then the longevity of the child, long life, that is the general prayer for all of them. They want long life. But peculiarly, Shankaracharya prescribes a condition here in his Bhashya. Since in this section, Prana Upasana is the primary topic, which this Adhyaya started, if you remember, the Prana Upasana is the basic condition for all these karmas. Therefore, a Prana Upasaka alone is qualified for both Srimanta Karma and Putramanta Karma. So these pratams also are only for the prana upasakas. This is a condition Acharya puts in his bhashya. If others follow, then the benefit may be there, may not be there. It is not guaranteed. But if it is a prana upasaka follows, then the benefit is guaranteed. And this is the second idea to be noted. That is prana upasakasya eva. Because there is some material for eating is involved, like what milk rice, yogurt rice, and all those things. So this chapter got the title, Putramantha Brahmanam. Putramantha Brahmanam. So the word mantha is used because of mixing of various food, yogurt and rice, milk and rice and all those things. So that mantha. So mixing is involved. It is called Putramantha Brahmanam. So this is Garbhadhanam Vratam. So Garbhadhanam, which we already saw, is a Garbhadhanam Vratam. The second topic. Now there is the third topic that is still remaining to be done. That is called Garbhadhana Samskara Proper. What is the Garbhadhana Samskara itself? Proper Samskara. So previously, the general rules and the general rules, regulations, they were all given. And now the Upanishad is going to talk about the particular Vratam called Garbhadhana Vratam from Mantras 19 to 22. The Samskara related to that, which we will see actually in the next class, because it will be several mantras. And I will talk about that in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya parasamaheshwara Sri Krishna arpanamastu.